This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts athletic trainer James Gardner. James, second year with the Lugnuts. Now it's been a couple of years for you in the Blue Jays organization. How's the season comparing?
Season's been a good one, Jess. Everything's going sort of status quo. You know, you run into those typical injuries where guys are just used up a little bit fatigued, a little bit tired. You get just past the All-Star break, you start to get a little warmer outside and just start to see some things, you know, guys breaking down a little bit. And unfortunately, we've seen a couple pretty bad ones along the way this year, too. So,
that guy is breaking down. Do you see more of those sort of injuries after the All-Star break? What are the post-All-Star break injuries compared to, let's say, injuries in April or May?
I mean, April and May, guys are still coming out of spring training, so they're kind of rolling off that. And the cold weather plays a factor there. Whereas, you know, coming out of the All-Star break, guys are just... they've taken a lot more ABs, they've thrown a lot more pitches, they've taken a lot more ground balls, they've made a lot more bus trips that are longer, they've slept in a lot more different beds, you know, all that kind of stuff plays in. So in terms of injuries, not too much in difference-wise, but there's different factors that play in, I guess, after the break as opposed to early on.
Makes sense. Well, I've spoken with some scouts, and they looked at our team and they said, well, you guys have suffered through a lot of injuries this year. Has it been more this year for this team than usual, or is it about the same?
I'd say more this year than last year, for sure. As opposed to more than usual, probably not. I mean, we had a couple guys that started the year on the DL that were on the DL from a previous season just because of, you know, surgeries or they got shut down from throwing and they're just building themselves back up down in spring training. So, I mean, we've dealt with quite a bit so far this season, but I don't think more than anywhere else, really.
We know that the players are growing and working their way to the major leagues, but it's the same thing with you as athletic trainer, second year with the Lugnuts. What have you learned?
I mean, every day. Jess, we had the same conversation last year. You know, every day is a learning experience. You know, just learn how to deal with players, learn how to deal with different surroundings, learn how to deal with the scouts that come in, the GM, the assistant GM, how we go about our business, how we work with our strength guy, how we work with our field staff. All that kind of stuff. I mean, every day you can make a little bit of an adjustment and try to get a little bit better. So, I mean, yeah, our goals are the same, is to get up there, but the goals at present are to help the guys that you're with, and that's the main focus. And I think if you do a good job handling guys' personalities and handling, you know, whatever injuries may be come across, then you're doing your job and you just hope for the best. You hope everybody sees that and you hope you get good feedback from the players and the staff and work that way towards the big leagues. Just a professional manner with everything that we do and you know, where we're at that time.
What's something specific you've had to deal with this year that you hadn't had to deal with in seasons past?
Oh, specific this year. I mean, there's always a typical travel hitches meals on the road, going to the grocery store, stuff like that. Nothing really out of the ordinary this year, but I don't know. Just again, molding yourself to the personalities on the roster, and I think that's an ongoing change for all of us. We all got to deal with a lot of guys this year. Probably a lot more movement in terms of player moves and stuff like that. So getting guys in, getting guys settled, learning their routines, and talking to the trainers they've been with down in Florida or wherever they've been before, to try and, you know, make sure they're as comfortable as they are, as they can be when they transfer in over here to the Midwest League and us in Lansing.
How did you spend the All-Star break?
Ooh, All-Star break was a good one. Went home, got to see some family, got to see my fiance, and we just hung out. We actually had to move, and so it was spent three busy days at home, and then rushed on back for treatment and the workout on the fourth day, the off day there. So,
finally, there have been some players on the team coming back from Tommy John surgery. Marcus Walden, not just Tommy John surgery, nerve transposition surgery, he said. What's the difference in taking care of those guys compared to guys who have not had to undergo any surgery in their career?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we preach all the time. That's what I talk to about these guys especially, is making this prehab versus rehab type setting, where guys are doing the things that they need to be doing before the injury happens. You know what I mean? You never want a guy to get hurt, but once they do, most of the time they'll take that stuff a lot more seriously than the guys who haven't been hurt yet. I mean, you never hope a guy to get hurt, but when a guy's coming back from something as significant as missing, you know, 10 to 12 months, like a Tommy John or an ulnar nerve transposition or something more significant, I mean, yeah, you just got to you stick with those guys and make sure they stick on their program. It's tedious. It's the same thing day in and day out for the most part when they're post-surgical. But once they're back throwing, I mean, it's just making sure they're all right, making sure they're comfortable with what's going on in their body and that they're comfortable talking about that with me and adjusting things with the coaching staff and with their throwing programs or BP or whatever the scenario may be. As opposed to guys who haven't been hurt, I mean, they're sort of a little bit more leeway there, but we stay on top of that, you know, along with our strength and conditioning guy, Jason, just making sure that everybody's doing what they need to be doing and not just what they need to be doing, if that makes any sense, doing more than what's expected.
James, thank you very much for your time.
All right, Jesse, thank you.
Lugnuts athletic trainer James Gardner. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Big Country 92.1.